while you are doing the Atavas Aneiros, that's when the Keteiros should be burning. In other words, in between the Atavas Aneiros, that's when you do the Keteiros. Like Rashi says, Abishur Eloyim Neitiv Es Kulam, all seven Aneiros, Koidim Laha Keteiros, V'yasok V'dam Atomit, and in between they did the Dam Atomit. Boiker Ba Boiker, V'heitivo Yes Aneiros, that first prepare, fix up all the Aneiros, V'ho De Yaktirenu, and then you bring the Keteiros. So that's Abishur Shita. That first came all seven menorahs, the Neiros. And in between, they were mastic with the dam, the shkita of the Korban Atomid. But the Keteiros came after everything. For Rabbanon say no, that the Keteiros came in between. And according to Rabbanon Shita, then we have the Yishiv and the Stiris and Mishnayos near in Yuma, that it's like a true, the Keteiros came before the last two, but after the first five. What's the time of the Rabbanon? For Rabbanon, my Kamar, Rachmon, what does the Pesuk say now? That Be'idin HaTova Temik the Keteiros. While you're doing the Neiros, that's when the Keteiros should be done. Not that the Keteiros comes after you do all the menorah. No, fakir. The Keteiros should be burning while you have the menorah going. While you're fixing up the menorah, like in between, then temik the Keteiros. Because if you're not going to tell me like that, hoki. In the Tem Hochi, the Pesuk says, Ben Habayim, Tichsiv. The next Pesuk says, Uvahalois Aaron and Saneiros Ben Habayim. In the afternoon, later, before Shkia, when Aaron lit the menorah, it says there, Yakti Renu, that then you should be marked to the Keteiros. If you want to tell me, Hochi Nami here also, Tibereisha Madlik Neiros, V'hod the Mark the Keteiros, Shaben Habayim, you want to tell me that's Psham, these Psukim here also, that by Ben Habayim in the afternoon, first they lift the menorah, but the Pesuk is Mashma, and then it says Yakti Renu. The Pesuk says, V'ha'alois Aaron es Aneiros Ben Rabayim. Mashma, first light the menorah, and then Yakti Renu, the Keteiros. Is that true? V'chitei mo'chinam, if you want to tell me that is true, V'atani, we learn not like that. We learned in the Braisa, so the Pesuk says, Me'erev ad boiker. The menorah has to burn from night until morning. So we dash in one drosher is, Tein lo midosa. You have to put enough oil into each nair. What does that mean? Pesuk is saying you have to have enough oil in each ner that it should be able to light throughout the whole night. So Rashi says, each ner needs a chatzilug of shemin. That's going to last the longest nights of the year. In Tevis, that's when the nights are the longest. So that's how much shear you have to have the whole year. Even though in the summer months, the nights are shorter. I'll have leftover shemen then. So what? Let it burn later. Or if it's left over, it's left over. That's one drusha. Dover Acha, the Gemara says, another drusha we dash from this pasuk of May Erev Ad Boiker. That we dash in May Erev Ad Boiker. That the last avoida that you could do for the day is the lighting of the menorah. There's no other avoida that has a din to be done beyond that you could do after the menorah. He's burning the emurim. That's an avoida that you could do at night. Something you could do at night, you could do it after the menorah also. But an avoida that has to be done after beyond, the last avoida you do in the daytime is the menorah. Nothing could be done after the menorah. That's this Joshan. Davrachim, Erev Ad Boiker, Ein Lecha Avoidah Shekshera, there's no other Avoidah that could be done after this, May Erev Ad Boiker El Zubul Vad. So the Kura, you see clearly what? That the menorah is the last thing they did in the daytime. So Behechri, when did they bring the Keteiros, Bein Rabayim? That was also a din that had to be done by day. So the Keteiros had to be done before the menorah. So you have a kashya, the Apostle before says, Uvahalos Aaron Esaneros, Bein Rabayim, Nakirenu. Which is mashma, after you have the neiros, then you light the Keteiros. And we're saying now that can't be, because the last avodah you do in the daytime is the menorah. So what's pshat the pasuk yaktirenu? Elo, what do you have to say? Elo mai kama rachmona. What does the Torah mean to say here? That the v'halos aron es neiros ben rabayin yaktirenu. That means v'idin had loka te mikta Keteiros. That means b'shash you lighting the menorah, the Keteiros should be burning. Savad, it means the Keteiros comes first. It just means, it says, it means that b'shash you're going to light the menorah, the Keteiros should be burning. But avad, the Keteiros comes first. Gemara says, hochinami, bidin hatova te mikta Keteiros. That while you're doing the hatova, saneros, the Keteresh should already been burned. This is Pshat according to Rabbonin. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Shoel, Omelocha, Rabbi Shoel answers back, that Shani Hosom Nechziv Oisai. Now he's masking, but this Pasuk, Ba'aloi Saronis on Eros, here it says the word Oisai, that here we say, the Menor was the last Avodah, and the Keteresh was done before. Mashen came before in the Pasuk, Ba'boike, Ve'tivu Esan Eros, Ve'odi Yaktirenu, that's the way Darshins. That first you do all the seven Atavas on Eros, and then afterwards, first you burn the Keteresh. Differently, Omelocha Shani Hosom Nechziv Oisai. He says, no, here it says also, Rashi Chsiv, Oysa can appreciate, V'yakocha b'idin adloka te miktara kateris kamer. By the afternoon, the Pesach of Ahalos Saronis Neres v'na mek v'na we'll say Oysa, he says Oysa here. Oysa, that was the Diyak. Oysa m'yerav ad b'ikir is kosher and nothing else. Sabashol is also masking that by night that's a Jukzeras Akosav Oisai, that the last Avodah you have is the Menorah. So then the Keteres has to be earlier. Mashenkin, in the morning, he's not like that though. Could appreciate, say, Akochim, bidin adloka, te mikto Keteres, comma, avul shachris, bisayda mashmel shemikra, sayda Avodah betivai, vodi yaktirenu. Mashenkin, in the morning, when the Pasuk says, baboike, baboike, betivai, saneros, here Abashol says, the Pasuk means literally, that first light the menorah, for all the yaktirenu, and then you bring the keteris. Good. Rapopos, this is a terrace to before. That we hold, I demand the yom that hold, that in between the atavas and eris, they brought the keteris, then there's no stir with the two mishnayis in here in Masech the Yuma. That both are emes. Al Mishnah says first the keteris, and then the neris means before the last two neris. And the Mishnah later that says first comes the menorah, and then the keteris means first comes the first five neris, and then comes the keteris. So that's one teretz. Rav Papa says another teretz. Rav Papa Amar Lakasha. I tell you, Rabbanon Ho Abishol. I don't know if there's that sign both Mishnayos to go according to the one. No, that's good for the Machlokes here. Ho Rabbanon Ho Abishol. Rav Papa Amar Lakasha. Say the Yuma, say the Yuma. There's no steers here. There's two Mishnayos in the Yuma. Ba'atov Ashtei Neris. Ho Ditanan Keteres Bereisha. That our Mishnah says the Keteres comes first. Rabbanon. The Rabbanon say the Keteres comes before the Menorah. Vodetanya Neris, first comes the Neris, Bereisha, that goes according to Abishoyim. So that's another teretz, that Al Mishnah goes according to the Rabbonin, and the Mishnah later goes according to Abishoyim. So the Gemara, B'mayu Kimtel, L'mastisim D'hocha, what do you want to say Al Mishnah comes out like? Ki Rabbonin, it goes according to Rabbonin. So the Rabbonin say what? That first comes the Keteris, and then comes the Neris. Now, Pius, and the Mishnah later talks about Pius, when you make the girl, that there it says, Fakat, first comes the Menorah, and then comes the Keteris, that's Kavashoyal. So that's the second Mishnah later goes according to Kavashoyal, that first you did the first all the Neris, and then afterwards you first did the Keteris. What does the Sefer over there say, a third Mishnah in our Masech, the Yuma? Trashayim is Sefer, they say the Yuma. Another Mishnah later, Ketonim of Perak Shlishi, Heviloyas Atomid Lekurin God of Yom Kippurim. There's another Mishnah later in Perak Shlishi here that talks about Yom Kippur itself. They brought the Tamid Shel Shachar to the Yom Kippur. The Gemara says about Heviyo Loyes HaTamid. They brought to the Kohen Gadol the Korban HaTamid. So it's mashma here that even the Korban HaTamid, also the Kohen Gadol had to do on Yom Kippur. Not only the special avoidance of Yom Kippur, but even the Korban HaTamid also was only kosher with the Kohen Gadol. So it says here, Heviyo Loyes HaTamid, Kortzu, he made a Shechita. Kortzu means only exactly what you have to do. Rashi says, Chotchu Chotach Boy Hechsha Shechita Broiv Shnayim. He only cut exactly what you need for the Shechita, rove of the two simonim. That's a kosher Shechita. Omerik Acher, and somebody else finished off the Shechita. Omerik Acher Shechita Al Yodai. Somebody else finished the Shechita. Because the Kohen Gadol, he had a run right now to get a Kli to Mekabel the Dam. So as soon as he finished doing a Hechsha Shechita, he stopped right there, and he ran to get the Mizrak to be Mekabel the Dam. And another Kohen now came and finished off the Shechita. So even without you don't need that Shechita, it's kosher anyway, for that you don't need the Kohen Gadol. Now, v'nichnas after is mekabel the dam, v'nichnas la'akter es keteris, then the Kohen Gadol went in the morning to do the keteris, like his mashma now mission here, first came the keteris, ho'leitev es haneris, and then he went to mehetev es haneris. So Rashi says, what the akorchoch, v'shtayim ha'achroinis kamer, the next mission there for sure is talking about the last two, the lekel man v'yom keteris kedemus l'chomish neris, that nobody holds. That the Keteris comes so much early in the morning before the five neiros. That nobody holds. Everybody holds first comes the Atavis of the five Neiris. Now it's a Machlokes. Abishol says, then comes the Keteris, then comes the last two Menoris. And the Rabbanim say, no, you finish all seven Menoris, and first later you do the Keteris. The Kopon of the Mishnah later there says that first they did the Keteris, and then they did the Neiris. His Lukur also the Rabbanim. That next Mishnah has to go according to Rabbanim. Of course, the theory then, Reisha the Sefer Rabbanim, the Reisha Mishnah here that says the Keteris went first, and then went the Menorah, goes according to Rabbanim. And the Sefer, the last Mishnah, also goes according to Rabbanim. Oh, Mitzias, Abishol. It's only the Mitzias, the middle one, that says first they did the Menorah, and then they did the Keteris, goes according to Abishol. Rashi Reisha the Sefer, they say the Yuma, Rabbanim Betamiya. The whole Mesechta Zul, Kimishnachas, Shasuk, Kula, Mesechta Kamais, Shein Absukin, Kstuna, the Lova Hokin. Since it's one Mesechta, it's Shver to say, in the three Mishnais in here, the first and last go according to Rabbonin, and the middle go according to Abishol, it's Abisul Madna. That's a Kasha and Rav Papa. Amalok Rav Papa, Rav Papa answered the Nechanami, in Hatoy Reisha Vesefer Rabbonin. Our first Mishnah says the Keteris comes first, means it comes before the last five Neiris, goes according to Rabbanan Shita, and who then the last Mishnah goes according to Rabbanan Shita. Lafuki Abishol, Abishol by Stais. I mistaken before, but Abishol is he's the one that says that the Keteris comes after all the Menoris. And the Rabbanan Shita is that the Keteris comes in between. So our Mishnah that says first the Keteris and then the Neiris means before the last two Neiris. That's the first Mishnah, and that's the last Mishnah, but the Mishnah in between goes according to Abishol. So it's not Abish Rav Top Enochanami, not so sure, something like that. In Reisha V'Sefer Rabbonin, who Mitzias Abishol. So what's the other now? Bishleim Abayi, Bishleim according to Abayi, he doesn't want to say the Mishnayis and one is Abishol, one is Rabbonin. He'd rather say they're all the Rabbonin. Bishleim Abayi, Liyom Akra Popo, Reisha V'Sefer Rabbonin, who Mitzias Abishol, Loim Mukim Lo. He doesn't like to give that for Teretz. So mainly rather say that there's no Stira. And our Mishnah here that says first comes the Keteris, then the Neiris, is talking about before the last two Neiris. And after the next Mishnah says no, first comes the Menorah, and then comes the Keteris, is talking about the first five Neiris. That was Abayi's Teretz. So according to Abayi, it's very good. Abayi says these next two Mishnahs are talking about two different parts of the Avodah. But it goes according to one man, the Yomah. That Avad, the first came the first five Neiris, then came the Keteris. That's what our Mishnah is talking about here, the Keteris. And then came the last two Neiris. And the next Mishnah that says the Menorah came first, that means the first five Neiris. So according to Abayi, it's very good. For the Gemara, Elo Rav Papa, my time lo yomek Abayi. How come Rav Papa also doesn't want to answer like Abayi? Look where Abayi is saying about a Teretz. His Omlok Rav Papa, Elo Rav Papa, my time lo yomek Abayi. Why doesn't the Rav Papa also want to answer clearly like Abayi? It's going according to one man, the Yomah. And they say there was that the Keteris was in between the Neiris, so there's no Stira. Or Malach, Rav Papa answers back, Tona Bereisha, Hatova Shtei Neiris, for Hoder Hatova Shomish Neiris. That's not Mistavra. It's not Mistavra that our Tana here, what does our Tana thought of saying? First it says, Umakteres HaKeteris, you bring the Keteris, so then Umakteres HaNeiris. So which Neiris is he talking about here? He's talking about here now the last two Neiris. Because that comes after the Keteris. Now the next Mishnah that says, first comes the Menorah, then comes the Keteris, which Menorah is it talking about? The first five. So that's not Mistavra. Because the Seder was, first you did the first five Neiris, then you brought the Keteris, then you brought the last, you fixed the last two Menorah, the Neiris. So it's not Mistavra. This Tana right now, the first Mishnah talks about the last two Neiris, and then the second Mishnah talks about the first five Neiris. It's the wrong Seder. That Mishnah should have been first, and then this Mishnah later. If that's the Teretz of the theory of the Mishnah sin, they're on the wrong Seder. It's not Mistavra. First we're talking about what happened at the end, and later we're talking about what happened at the beginning. Usually you say the beginning, and then the end. So that's why Rav Papa didn't want to learn like Abayi. So the Gemara says, Abayi says back, no. For Abayi Ramaloch, Aruya B'yamuhu D'Komori. This first Mishnah we're learning right now is not really telling us any Seder Hadvarim, which Avodah came first. The purpose of this Mishnah is not to teach us that the Kohen Gadol, those 7 days before Yom Kippur, that was a mitzvah's prisha, there's a mitzvah the Kohen Gadol should do the Avodah all 7 days. That's all the Mishnah is telling us. The Seder, which came first, which come later, that's not negated to us right now. We're not talking about now. All the Mishnah wants to tell you should know the Keteris, the Menorah, who had to do it this day? The Kohen Gadol. Even though the rest of the year any Kohen could do it, on these 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had to do it. So we're not going into the Seder HaDvarim right now. Aruya b'yalmu the kamari. Here we're just, I'm teaching you. V'sidru hu hod etonilei. The Seder, what comes first, what comes later, that's the next Mishnah later. The next Mishnah talks about the Seder Dvarim, that's like a true. First comes the five Neiris that cleaned out the Menorah, then comes the Ktaris, then comes again the last two Menorahs. So that's the way Abaye learns. Good. So there's no Stira, two ways to answer the Stira from this Mishnah and the next Mishnah. Either one goes according to Abishol, one goes according to Rabbonin, that's where Papa Shita, or else no, it both goes according to one man, the Yomah, and we're going that according to Rabbonin Shita, that the Keteris was in between, and this Mishnah is talking about the last two Neiris, and the next Mishnah is talking about the first five Neiris, that they came first. So there are Gufa. We learned before though, what was this din we had at Korban Atomid? It says, by regular korban oila, you always came first to the side, the corner of the mizrach tzvaynis. You came to the north, eastern side. Noisein mizrach tzvaynis. You made one zrikas adam there at that corner that went to both sides. Then marov zroimis. Then you went to the south west side. Noisein marov zroimis. You put there also one zrika there that ended up on both sides. That's called shtayim sheim arba. So that's a din in every korban oila. Now, Batonia law, we learned on that din that Yom Shim and Isha Mitzvah Mishana Batomid. He says that the Korban Atomid you brought, even though it's a Korban Erla, has a little bit different. Then what do you change about the Korban Atomid? That Bola and the Kerem is Rachat Svoinis. That's the same thing. The first corner they came to was the east, north corner. Noisin over there, he made like a regular Korban Erla. He made one Zrika, Noisin is Rachat Svoinis. That's one Zrika, Shem Shtayim. Then he went to the opposite side, Marov Zroimis. He went to the south west side. Noisin, now there he made a difference. That Noisin Marova, he made one Zrika on the west side. The Yachakak Noisin Droima. Then he made another Zrika on the south side. Is my time with Reb Shimon Isha Mitzvah, a modna lochem? How come? Since every Korban Oila is only Shtayim Shemar, but you only do two, one and one, how come here is Mishana, the Korban Atomid is different? There, when you come to the west side, you have to do two? How come? Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Chad, Tana Mishum Chad, Devei Rabbi Yanai, Roma Kru. The Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Hosir Izim Echod Lachatas Lashem. You bring one young goat for a Korban Chatas. Al Oilas HaTomid Yasev Nizkoi. On the, more than a Korban HaTomid, you do this with its Nesachim. So we dash in Oilahi, really it's a Korban Oila. The Yom Rachmona Ovid Bo Maisa Chatas. The Pasuk here is talking about the Korban Atomid. And it says the Korban Atomid is a Korban Oila, but it talks about a Chatas in the same Pasuk to teach us that the Korban Atomid has something to do with the Korban Chatas also. Hoketzer, how could you do both? Noisei Nacha Shishtayim Kemais Oila. The first Zrik you do tak is only one Zrik at that corner, that Mizrochis, Svoinis, do one Zrik on, that's a Zrik of a regular Korban Oila. One Zrik at that corner, it goes on two sides. Then, Shtayim, Shem Shtayim, Kamei Sechatis. When you go to the opposite side, when you go to the Tzvainis, Marovis, the Marovis Dremis, then you have to do two separate Zrikis. Why? Because the Pasuk is Mashma that the Korban Atomid also has a Din Chatis on it. What does it mean, a Din Chatis? The Din of a Chatis was the Mamish made four Zrikis. A Chatis had a Zrika on every side of the Mizbeach, he had a separate Zrika. So therefore, this Korban Atomid has two Dinim. One punk is like an oila, just the one zrika. But we dash when you go to the other side, you have to make two separate zrikas to mekayim a din of a korban oila. Yeah. Okay, so noisin achas shishtayim kemais oila, and shtayim shein shtayim kemais achatis. Fred Gemara valitain shtayim shein arba kemais oila. Why don't you do both avoidis, Fred Gemara? If the pasuk is mashma, the korban atomid also has a din chatis to it, so do like all different, do both. First do liten shtayim shemarba. Do two zrikas on the two opposite corners, like a korban oila, kemais oila. And then do a second set of zrikas. The arba, shein arba, kemais achatis. Then one you have to do over again, do another four zrikas on all four sides of the mizbeach, like a korban chatis. Like maybe the pasuk means mama should do two sets of zrikas here. So the more that can't be. Loi metzino domin, shein mechaprin, v'chayzino mechaprin. Is once you put the first set of dam, you do a ma'is oila of shtayim shem arba, you already have your kapora. So once you have the kapora from the korban, when you have a fine, you have to do another zrikas adam. It's always the pshat that the zrik is the kapora. But once you have the kapora once, you don't have to do a second one. Fred Gemara, v'chi mitzino al-astamakashinel, v'chi mitzino domim, she'chatsi in chates v'chetsin oila, So if you ask such a kasha, I have another kasha on you. We never find such a korban that the zrikas are divided up. Half of the zrikas is like a din oilom, and half of them is like a korban chatash. You never find that. Elo, what do you have to say over here? Akofach akeshin akosiv. Here by the korban atomid, there's a hekish. The Torah was makish the korban atomid to a chatis. To tell us what? That this korban atomid, even though it's really an oilom, is different than every oilom. Here you have to do half oilom and half chatis. Or bezoi nebi hochinami. Here also it's a hekish akruo. So what? Ba'akorch and akeshin akosiv. Maybe there's a hekish akruo to say that you have to do two sets of avoidum. Maybe the korban atomid means shtayim shemarba once, and then after you finish the ma'isoyla, then go around again and put on all four sides, like a ma'isachatis. Like the hechuk, there's some chiddush here. Have the Gemara hosam pisik matonas bialmahu. Teretz says, mamish to do a ma'isachatis, that you can't do. Because a korban atomid, for sure, it's only a korban oyla. It's nothing more. So the hekesh can't tell you mamish after you finish the ma'is oyla, to mamish do a ma'is achatis. That can't be. Because the ma'is, it's not a chatis, it's only a korban oyla. What it could tell you is the second set of zrikas that you do. So out of korban oyla, you would stand at this corner just to make one zrika. That one zrika would also hit both sides of the corner. So now that we tell you to do two separately ones, one of this side, one of that side, it doesn't look so different than a korban oyla. So that we can understand the Torah means to tell us. Hey, hosam pisik matonis baumu. If the Torah just means to divide up that last zrika, you're hitting the same corner, and the dam is hitting both sides of the corner. So even though really you only need one zrika, that's not so straight as the Torah says, pisik, divide up those two zrikas into two. Because then it doesn't look so much different like a regular korban oyla. But mamish, to make it like a chatas, to have to go around on all four sides, that for sure you don't have to do. Like for sure, a korban atomid is not a chatas, it's only a korban oyla. For the mother, another kasha. True. The first set of zrika is that shtayim, one zrika, that do lamata on the bottom part of the chut hasikra, like a mais oila. A korban oila, the zrika sadam was on the bottom portion of the mizbeach. Mashenk and the korban chatis, the zrika sadam was lamala, was on the top portion of the mizbeach. Now shtayim, shem shtayim, that was saying we come to the opposite corner. We're making two separate zrikas. The terrors that didn't chatis, we should do it lamala. Why don't we have to make that zrika lamal on top of the chut hasikrum? On the top, the above portion of the mizbeach. Kemaisachatis, like a maisachatis. And vice that doesn't say anywhere. And mashma always the korban atomid, all the zrikis are lamata from the chut hasikrum. Yeah. And the Gemara loy mitzinu domish chatzoyin lamal and chatzoyin lamata. That we never find. Also a swarm that zrikas of dam of the korban, either all of it is lamata on the bottom part of the chut hasikrum, or else they're always on top. Like a korban oil is on bottom, a korban chatis is on top. But you never find one korban that has half and half. So that you can't do. You can't have the second two to be put on top. For the Gemara v'loy, is that true? We never have like that. V'yotznan we learned. He zomi menu achas lamala v'shev lamata. By the paraduma. Shaskam parakamishi. Kishumazna midam ha'par. No, not the paraduma. Sam kishumazna by the paradam. By the par on Yom Kippur. The par on the pnim. When he was mazda the dam of the par. Kineged uvesh the kapuris. Kineged the thickness of the kapuris. Yev kosalka taitach. Achas miyemtsa uvyo lamala. One went on top. Visheva miyemtsoyes lamata. And seven of them went on the bottom portion. You see, the zrikas of the dam of the par that was done lefnai lefnim, one was done on top, the portion of the kapuris, and the other seven was done on the bottom portion of the kapuris. So you see, one korban, it has divided half its zrikas of dam. For your tanan, he's the memenu achas lamala, one was on top, the sheva lamata, seven on bottom of the kapuris. And the Gemara named kamatzlif. It wasn't really done one on top, one on bottom. It was done like you say, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it went like straight down. It wasn't how to be half on top, one on top, and seven on bottom. The Mamaika Matlev, what does this Loshim Matlev mean? Mochi Rav Yudha Kiminagdiv. Kiminagdunor. When you hit somebody with a strap, let's say you take a strap and whip somebody, the whip goes like straight down, that's the way the Zrikas also went. It started on top and it went straight down. But not that half was on top, half was on bottom. Rashi Mishana Kimatlev. Hai Lamatu Lamala Detoni, Loyam Tsoyis Koi. It's not going on half of the Kapuris. That half was on top of the Kapuris. Half was on the bottom part of the Kapuris. Elo Rishoyna Nosan Tchila Kapi Mal. That's all. V'yasheva Tachter. Zu Lamatim Zu Kamatlif. That could, all of it was on the bottom part of the Kapuris. Nothing maybe was on the top part of the Kapuris. It just means it was done like 1, 2, 3, 4. It was done downwards. But it doesn't mean that the first one had to be on the top portion of the Kapuris. So even that dam apar wasn't halfway, half on top, half on bottom. For the Mar Veloy, it wasn't that way, but now we learned. Hiza mimeno al tiro shemizbeach. It used to be mazem on the tiroi, on the side of the mizbeach, sheva pomin. Now, my lav, what does tiro mean? My lav apalga the mizbeach. Mamish tiro means halfway up the mizbeach. Because the Yamri Yishma, people say, tiharuhu. Means like afternoon, mamish midday. That's called Lashon Tiro. Shashi apalga, negedem tsoyi goiva kiroi. Mamish in the middle of halfway up this wall. Tiro means sorayim, the afternoon. Palga the yuma, half of the day. Now, vichivon the sheva azois, he's a hamazer, since he sprinkled seven azois, he actually something. You're supposed to hit where? Punt the middle of the mizbeach. Now, if you have to hit with seven zrika in the middle of the mizbeach, it's yefshon shloye heimen lo lamalo lamato. It's not possible to say that some don't go on top and some go on bottom. If your mamash have to hit halfway the mizbeach and you have to make seven zrikas, some are going to go on top and some are going to go on bottom. So see, there's such a halacha, you're allowed to have some zrikas on top and some zrikas on bottom. Amar Rabba Bar Shela loy. You know what tira shem mizbeach means? Agufa de mizbeach. It does not mean the middle.